wait, one other thing. If there are any problems...
I know. Call and have you paged at the restaurant. Katie's sitting for the baby tonight. My parents are taking us out to dinner. They finally want to get to know Pete better.
Well, I'm glad the initial shock has worn off.
Yeah. Only took a year.
Oh, come on. My parents like Pete, and Pete likes my parents, right?
Okay, Katie, let's go to this window and turn.
No, Pete, it's a lucky thing you have cable TV, and I have a cash flow problem. Come on, Pete. I'm going to drive Katie to the house, and when I get back, you and I are going to have a talk about my mommy and daddy.
You know, I'll tell you one thing you don't think about when you get married, Benson. Women have parents.
Another amazing fact from Professor Pete Downey.
You know, Benson, there is nothing worse than a backstabbing busybody who walks all over his colleagues to advance his own career.
Clayton, don't be so hard on yourself.
You know very well I am referring to you. The governor's decided to give the humanitarian award to your nominee instead of mine.
You mean it's official? He's giving it to Dr. Breyer?
Yeah, he's in there giving me a call.
Well, I better call the press. Maybe we can make the evening edition.
I can't believe it. What has that storefront doctor ever done?
His clinic has provided outstanding service to an underprivileged neighborhood for 30 years.
Yeah, but besides that...
Oh, come on, Clinton.
Yeah, off the record, Benson. Why'd you nominate this guy? What is he, a relative, a friend? What?
I only know him by reputation. I've never met him.
Well, why on earth would you want to nominate a total stranger?
Well, I was going to nominate you. But why would I want to nominate a total idiot?
Benson, I just got off the phone with Albert Breyer. I notified him that he was the recipient of this year's humanitarian award.
So what did he say?
He turned it down.
Oh, what a pity.
Well, I called in a few favors and I made a few promises and I got the Breyer story running on page 2 of the journal.
Kill the story, Pete. He's refused the award.
Well, wait a minute, Governor. Before we do anything, let me stop by the clinic and talk to Dr. Breyer. Maybe this is all a misunderstanding.
All right, Benson. Let me know when you hear anything.
Now, Governor, I still think that my nominee is the best choice.
Clayton, your nominee was just caught accepting a bribe.
Sir, that was thrown out of court.
Bust my tail getting this done to you guys, and look what happens. I tell you, I never should have dropped out of forestry school.
You know, Benson, I've got an idea.
Well, gee, Krauss, you must be very proud.
Seriously, Benson. If Dr. Breyer doesn't want the award, why don't you give it to Burt Reynolds? He's made millions of women happy.
Krauss, the award has to go to somebody who lives here.
He can stay with me.
Even Burt has his limits.
Now, remember to follow these instructions. The next time you want to stop a line drive, use a glove. Now, get out of here.
Dr. Breyer?
Yes?
I'm afraid I don't have the money to pay you right away.
That's all right. You still make those delicious sausages?
Sure. Would you like me to bring you some?
No, they give me heartburn. Look, I'll make a deal with you. You don't bring me any more homemade sausages and we'll call it even.
Thank you, doctor.
All right, okay. Who's next? Mickey, go ahead. Go on in.
Excuse me, are you Dr. Breyer?
No, I'm King Midas, and this is my muffler shop.
I beg your pardon?
I'm Albert Breyer, but most people know that right off the bat because on the name tag, it says Albert Breyer.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend your name tag. I just didn't see it.
You here for an eye problem?
No. Well, let me start at the beginning. My name is Benson Dubois, and you were notified earlier today that you...
I know what this is about. Follow me. So, you're from there, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Dr. Breyer...
But what stopped the malarkey? I called your secretary this morning, and I told her the landlord would have his money at the end of the month.
No, but this isn't
about... And be sure to tell him the reason it didn't get there is because I forgot the number of my Swiss bank account.
Yeah, but...
So I want to thank you very much. Goodbye, good luck, and don't take any refined sugars.
You know, for a humanitarian, you're not a very nice guy.
Good. I hope that means I'm disqualified.
You must have a hell of a bedside manner.
At least I've got manners. When somebody asks me to leave, I leave. So leave. Go. Goodbye.
What are you sitting there, waiting for a bus? Get on the table.
Dr. Breyer, I'm not going anywhere until I have a chance to talk to you. Now, I'll be in the waiting room.
You will not be in the waiting room. The waiting room is for people who don't feel well.
Well, then I certainly qualify, because you've given me one terrific headache.
All right, you got your minute. But if you're going to stay in here, you're going to have to help.
Okay, I'll look in the yellow pages. Maybe we can find you a charm school.
What's your problem?
Oh, I think I got something in my eye, Doc.
You think? Don't you feel it? Give me that ophthalmoscope.
The what?
The eyeball flashlight.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
I was creating mystique. The minute's almost up. Start talking.
Tell me why you won't accept the award.
I don't believe in awards. I have a philosophy. Awards cause competition. Competition causes fighting. Fighting causes wars. Hand me a swab.
You know, I just realized something. You're not having a bad day. You just have a naturally rotten disposition.
So take me off your Christmas list.
That's not the list you're on.
Whatever it is, I think I got it.
Yeah, it feels better.
Good. Now, to be on the safe side, I want you to go over to Dr. Norton and have him check it with his fancy-schmancy equipment and tell him I sent you.
Listen, Doc, about the money that I owe you.
I just sent him some sausages.
Don't worry about it. When you get back to work, you'll remind me.
You're the best, Doc. Thanks.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
So, you do that often?
I do what often?
You know what I'm talking about. If you don't pay you, how are you going to keep this place going?
With a little ingenuity, a lot of luck, and a terrific sense of humor, which some people mistake for a rotten disposition.
It's an easy mistake to make.
You're through.
Dr. Breyer, I happen to be one of those people who believes that the people should know about the good work you're doing here for the poor.
The people should know? Let me tell you a little secret. Poverty doesn't need publicity. People have heard about it. Matter of fact, they detour around this part of town so they don't have to see it.
Well, maybe accepting the award would help to change some of that.
Forget it. My decision is final.
Excuse me. Which one of you guys is Dr. Breyer?
I'm Breyer.
But of course, people usually know that right off the bat since his name tag says Breyer.
You learn real fast. I like that.
Who are you?
I'm Benson Dubois.
Are you one of his patients?
No. I'm his assistant.
Uh-huh. Then you're a doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor. Who are you?
Reagan. Bunko. And you're both under arrest for practicing medicine without a license.
You gotta soak your feet in Epsom salts and hot water for 20 minutes, twice a day.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Breyer.
All right.
Will you stop giving medical advice?
Do you suppose they provide a toothbrush in this place?
Forget about a toothbrush. You just provide me with an explanation.
The only explanation I'm gonna make is on Judgment Day. And until you get a printed up card saying you're him, you get bookus.
Would you bookus me? I'm in here because of you. Next time, you get your own eyeball flashlight.
Hey, take it easy. Take it easy. You know, tension is linked to high blood pressure. You better calm down.
You want me to calm down? I'm in here because the guy that I nominate for the Humanitarian Award turns out to be a phony, and you want me to calm down.
All right. You're like one of those people who has to let it out, huh? Go ahead, yell, scream. I'll make it like I didn't hear you.
All right, if I ask you calmly, will you tell me why you did it?
Try me.
Okay, why'd you do it?
It's none of your business.
Albert, you're not a doctor.
You go with the doctor again. Listen, if I fixed your sink and I'm not a plumber, would you call a policeman?
That's not the same thing.
Closer than you think.
Okay, I'll remember that. Next time I'll call Roto-Rooter when my nose gets clogged up.
Look, just because I don't have a piece of paper that says I'm not a doctor doesn't mean that I don't know a little something about medicine.
Everybody knows a little something about medicine. That's why they got Band-Aids. What you did is dangerous.
What dangerous? I never performed surgery. I didn't write any prescriptions. Just the regular day-to-day stuff.
Well, what gave you the right to even do that?
I was a medic in World War II.
Then why on earth didn't you go on to medical school?
After the war was over, I had every intention of going to medical school. But I wasn't home 3 days when one of the neighbors brought a baby for me to take a look at. The kid was sick, so I took care of him. Then word got out, and people started coming to me. Then more people, then more people. Next thing I knew, 38 years later, I'm a doctor. Who's not a doctor?
Thank you, officer.
Benson. As soon as you called, I rushed right over.
Listen, I never thought I'd say it, but I am glad to see you.
Mm-hmm. Listen, have you had a chance to make any license plates yet?
Or have you been too busy working on the rock pile?
Why would you say you're glad to see him?
I plead temporary insanity. Clayton, just tell us what's going on.
Oh, you know, it's really sort of amusing. This whole predicament is your fault.
My fault?
That's right. If you hadn't nominated Mr. Breyer for the Humanitarian Award, the screening committee wouldn't have discovered his lack of credentials. They wouldn't have turned him over to the Bunko Squad.
You and your awards. Boy, you sure brought a lot of joy into my life.
You don't exactly light up my life either. So how much trouble is he in?
Well, considering the good doctor hasn't actually harmed anyone, I've managed to convince the district attorney's office to drop all the charges against him.
Good, then let's get out of here.
On the condition that he promises never to practice medicine again.
I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
And those sick people come to my clinic, you expect me to turn them away?
You go out there and start practicing medicine again, you'll end up back in jail.
Fine, I'll save myself a trip. I'll stay here.
You can't stay here.
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Fine, I'll get some books. I'll study. I'll be a lawyer.
Okay, it's useless to argue with you. Clayton, get somebody to get me out of here. But you won't be in here long. We'll get your clinic reopened.
Yeah, before I do that, Benson, there is one little thing I'd like to take care of.
Come on, Clayton, let's go.
Here we go.
I'm not going to forget this.
No, you can't. I've got the picture. Sir, I hardly think it's advisable to bestow such a prestigious award upon a jailbird.
Well, he may be in jail, but he's still a humanitarian.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, look at Zorro.
You know, he was a good guy. They kept putting him in jail.
You know, Pete makes good sense.
He does?
Yeah. You may have disagreed with Zorro's methods, but you always knew he was doing it for the good of the people in the village.
Sir, don't you think it's going to be a tad hypocritical to give him the award and close his clinic all in the same day?
We're not going to close the clinic. We're going to find a way to keep it open.
That's right. How are we going to do that?
I don't know. I'm not Zorro.
I've had it. I've been on the phone for 3 hours, and everybody I talked to said the same thing. The clinic doesn't qualify for assistance.
Why not?
Because the clinic doesn't have a doctor.
Oh, that's right. Without a doctor, a clinic is just another place to read old magazines.
Well, I don't care what anybody says. I'm giving that award to Albert Breyer. Pete, make the arrangements.
Yes, sir.
See how he depends on me?
Such a dreamer.
All right, Benson, you need to raise funds, and I have a certain expertise.
Yes, Clayton, I'll remember that.
And I am willing to donate $1,500.
Yes, I remember. You are now chairman of the fundraising committee.
Chairman? Me? Really? Peter, big news break. We better alert the media.
Well, he deserves the headlines. How often does he do something nice?
Benson, I found this man out in the hallway.
So what do you want from me? Permission to keep him?
He's looking
looking for you, Bert Brain.
I'm Dr. Leonard, president of the Medical Association.
Yes.
You wanted to talk to me about Albert Breyer?
Come in, doctor. Have a seat.
Thank you.
I guess you're familiar with the situation with Dr. Breyer.
Mr. Breyer?
Right. Anyway, I was wondering if there was anything the medical community could do to help him.
Gee, I don't think so.
Well, you're kidding, aren't you?
No. I respect the man's intentions, but officially we consider what he did very naughty.
Okay, I'll give you that. Albert was naughty. The question is, what are those people in that community going to do without a doctor?
Well, the medical school offers some services to the public. Why don't they go there?
But that's an hour and 15-minute bus ride. You don't expect sick people to do that, do you?
Oh, no. Maybe the medical school could come to them.
That's an idea. Could you do that?
I suppose I could. I'm a very powerful doctor, you know. I'll look into it.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you very much.
You know, that was a very creative solution to a difficult problem.
Yes, except what are we going to do about naughty Albert?
Golly, that is a toughie.
I always wondered what happened to the Gerber baby.
You know, Governor, my cousin Fritz was in the hospital last year. It cost $1,200.
Oh, what did he have?
About $900. I had to send him the rest of it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Gee, the press are getting restless. I've been pinched 4 times already.
Pete, could you do something to keep these people occupied?
Oh, no sweat. Can I have everybody's attention, please? Thank you. Mr. Breyer will be along shortly. In the meantime, I have some pictures of my new baby. And I'll just start them right here, and you can all pass them around.
I'm sorry I'm late. I have some news for Albert. Where is he?
Well, he isn't here.
Well, what's the delay?
I don't know. I called the jail, and I asked them if they still had Albert in the can, and they hung up on me.
Did you tell them you were the governor?
Yeah. Well, I called back, and they said if I didn't cut it out, they'd tell my mother. So I sent Clayton for Albert. Oh, here he is.
Governor Benson. Yeah.
So where's Albert?
He's with the lieutenant. Look, can we clear the press out of here? He is in a very bad mood.
He's always in a bad mood. He claims it's part of his charm.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Mr. Humanitarian. They took off the cuffs so I could accept your cockamamie award.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure even Mother Teresa was cranky once in a while.
Let's get this over with, please. I gotta be back in the slammer before lights out.
Wish me luck. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, members of the press, it gives me great pleasure to present this year's Humanitarian Award to Mr. Albert Breyer.
Thank you, thank you. Mr. Governor, members of the staff, ladies and gentlemen of the press, I accept this award. I accept this award on behalf of the sick people that I can't help anymore because you gave me this award. Okay, put on the cuffs. Let's get out of here.
Not so fast, Albert. There's something more.
I don't care. I'm angry. What are these sick people going to do? Come down to the city jail? I'm going to treat them with this hunk of wood.
No. They'll be able to come right here to your clinic.
What are you talking about?
Dr. Leonard of the Medical Association has made arrangements with the medical school to keep the clinic open.
Is this true? I don't believe it. Well, that's terrific.
We thought you'd be pleased.
Pleased? More than pleased. Now I can do some of the things that I never had time to do before.
Now, Albert, there's something else.
I could take up a hobby, but I hate hobbies.
Well, just let me tell you what it is.
I could go on a trip, but I don't like to travel.
Just listen.
Well, maybe I could get to know myself. That way I could spend more time with me.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
So why are you doing this to me? You know I don't want to retire.
You're not going to retire. You're going back to school.
What?
We've arranged for a training program, and in 6 months you'll be back on the job.
In 6 months I'll be a doctor?
No, a nurse.
Never.
Why not?
I don't look good in a dress.
Actually, you'll be a nurse practitioner. You can do that in pants. You'll be able to do almost anything a physician can do.
And anything you can't do, the doctors from the medical school will handle.
In 6 months, you'll be back doing what you've done for 30 years, healing the sick and aggravating the healthy.
That was so smart, I thought nobody gave a damn. Then you had to stick your pug nose into my business and make this the happiest day of my life. I suppose you want me to thank you?
You're welcome.
Thank you.